Hi everyone, I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry, and this is Chick to Chick.
All right, here we are. It's Monday, December 30th. Another year has come to an end. I'm kind of tired. Are you tired?
It was a year.
Yeah.
2019 has been a year, big year of firsts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then it's always tough, I think, at the end of a year because you're trying to slam so much in at one time. It just feels kind of tiring right now.
Yeah. You know, this whole month is kind of tiring with all of the holiday stuff and parties and gift givings and family and friends and all the eating and the alcohol and blah, 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 blah.
Yep. All
you
of it.
You kind of like, okay, here we are. And
right.
I'm a little tired.
I'm a little tired too. Right.
And then what happens is, so here we are, it's the 30th.
Right.
And for some reason, everybody, what are your plans for New Year's Eve? What are your plans for New Year's Eve? This is all I'm hearing now. What are your plans? What are your plans? What are your plans?
Yeah.
Why do you have to have plans for New Year's Eve?
I don't.
Why do you have to go out every year on New Year's Eve? Why do you have to have some like spectacular over the top place to go to?
Right.
Why?
And I never understood this. I get it when you're younger, you're going out, you're having a great time. But I feel like when you are in the throes of being a parent, especially when you had younger kids, I'm telling you what, you're exhausted. And to add on one more late night, one more bad decisions of drinking, whatever you're drinking.
You don't do that.
No, well, I certainly don't anymore. And all this overindulgence with food, and it just, like, enough is enough. I actually enjoy ringing in the new year not feeling like junk. I actually want to feel good stepping into a new year. So if I do anything on New Year's, it's way early and I am home. And sometimes I'm going to admit to you, I don't even watch the ball drop.
I was going to say the same thing. Is
What's
that okay?
Wrong with us?
I'm tired. Like 10 o'clock, 10:30. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep.
Yes.
Is that bad?
No, it's not. It's whatever you want. I mean, the next day I feel like, yes, it's January 1st and it's time, you know, sometimes
to start over and have a new beginning, a new chapter. You know, I have to be honest too. I get freaked out going out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, it's scary. It's unsafe sometimes.
I am terrified, and it's not me because I do not drink and drive. I will not drink and drive. I might have one small drink and that's it.
Right.
But I am really terrified to be on the road on New Year's Eve because I don't worry about myself. I worry about the other driver. And there have been quite a few times when I have gone out on New Year's Eve and I make sure I am home before the ball drops, before we hit midnight, because then right around 12:30, all the crazies are
out. They come out on the road.
And the crazies are on the road and the crazies are going home. And
no,
I am
you.
Terrified. I am petrified. I don't even like it. I would rather just be home, know that I'm safe, and it's all good.
I feel like we should have like a New Year's Day brunch party.
Another party, Carrie?
I'm fine with that because that's okay.
Another party?
I'll just enjoy and relax. And maybe it's not a party, but... And I do... Actually, a lot of people do that. Do you do pork and sauerkraut? Has that been something that's been a tradition in your family?
Okay, well, it is a tradition, but I have a picky eater who will only eat chicken nuggets, you know, the four food groups.
Oh.
Chicken nuggets, french fries, pizza, and pasta. Yeah,
oh,
I'm talking about my son. Yeah, it makes life difficult.
So he's not doing... Well,
I can't make pork and sauerkraut.
Then
I just
can't.
Your
house doesn't smell like somebody passed gas all day long. That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, that is actually a good
thing.
So
here's another thing that comes up this time of the year. It's that New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. Are you a person who feels compelled to have some sort of a resolution where you've got to, you know, do something that you've got to attack for the coming year? Or are you more retrospective? What do you do?
I am more retrospective and I don't make resolutions because I think it's kind of like being on a diet.
Right.
They don't work.
Right.
So I am more retrospective. I like to look back at the year. I like to look at the good and the bad. I have a lot of self-awareness, believe it or not, and I take a good look at myself and I think what I did right and what I did wrong and how I want to be a better version of myself in the coming year, a better mother, a better sister, a better daughter, a better friend. And so that's what I like to do.
Yeah. See, and I feel the exact same way, because I feel like sometimes those resolutions set you up for failure.
Yep.
You feel too gung-ho and you put yourself in this goal that you can't possibly attain. It's just too high. I don't know why we do that to ourselves. So I kind of feel the same way. So you know what? I think it's better that we kind of look back. So I'll ask you, because I'll even say, you know, the highs and lows of a year. I'd say, I'm trying to remember what a real low would be. I think it was really hard on me to be able to find out that we had two more daughters that were affected by Lyme disease. You know, that happened around May and August. And that was tough, mm-hmm. dealing with all of that, kind of mm-hmm. here we go again. I think that would be my big low, because I really thought that somehow I outran that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What about you?
Okay, here comes my bit of honesty. Yeah. I think my big low was some struggles that I had with my son. Mm. He's 20 and about to turn 21. And this was a year where I kept hearing, I'm an adult, I'm an adult, I'm an adult. And I struggled with that because I'm a mama bear and I want to be protective. I want to be in his life all the time. I want to be a part of his life. Want to protect him, and he wanted me to back off.
Yeah.
And we had a struggle, and I think we got over it mm-hmm. and moving forward, but that was really, really yeah. tough. Just letting go and letting him be an adult, and I have to go, okay. Cheers, son. You're an adult now. And he soon will, you know, he's turning 21.
Right.
I mean, technically, legally, they're an adult at 18.
Right.
But I still look at him, my little baby.
Yes.
He's just a little baby. So,
you know, I had a similar experience too. It wasn't as big. I kind of had it from different angles at times. I felt like I was a bit tag teamed. But I think that when you go through those things and you go through those struggles, like you said, reflect on it. What do we do to improve upon it for the next year?
Absolutely.
And it doesn't seem so bad. So I'll give you my good, because I think we should always end on good, right?
Yeah.
I think the good part of my year is definitely that you and I were able to take the challenges that we've had.
Were you reading my mind, girlfriend?
I can't read the small print anymore without my glasses.
But you want mine?
Yeah. Hold on, Flora. Let me say what it says. You know, that's true, because it was definitely a change on a professional level of mm-hmm. the things that both of us went through, either by it not thinking it was going to go that way, and some of us making the choice for it to go that way. But it was really, really cool that you and I could come to this place together professionally.
I think it's start this podcast. I'm having a great time.
You know, and I'm proud of myself that I started this foundation for Lyme disease support with Sam Spoon. So those are my two peaks. Those are the good things. And just, you know, I think as far as family, you know, like you, we're coming around to that. Okay, kumbaya, we're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Cheers, my chick.
Cheers to you, too.
And cheers to all of you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for your support this entire year. We're looking forward to a great 2020.
2020.
With more chick-to-chick podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And so, happy new year.
Cheers.
Thank you.